Kia ora and welcome to Better Off Red. This is a short announcement coming up. I just wanted to give you a heads up about what's happening next. So in about a week and a half, we are going to publish the first in a four-part series of episodes that focus on one book. And the four episodes will play once a fortnight over 2 months, and the one book that they are focusing on is Margaret Atwood's 2003 novel Oryx and Crake. If you don't know what that book's about, I am now going to give you a synopsis. So here's the synopsis coming up. The novel focuses on a post-apocalyptic character with the name of Snowman, living near a group of primitive human-like creatures whom he calls Krakers. Flashbacks reveal that Snowman was once a boy named Jimmy who grew up in a world dominated by multinational corporations and privileged compounds for the families of their employees. Near starvation, Snowman decides to return to the ruins of a compound named Rejuvenescence to search for supplies, even though it is overrun by dangerous genetically engineered hybrid animals. He concocts an explanation for the Krakers, who regard him as a teacher, and begins his foraging expedition. So this series of episodes was inspired by a protest sign that I saw which said "Make Margaret Atwood Fiction Again." And I chose Oryx and Crake because it is one of the less obvious novels to choose when talking about Atwood's work, how it might fit in this particular political moment. There are more obvious Atwood books to choose about the times we are living in. But what I was really interested in was I wanted to see how this book, Oryx and Crake, written kind of in this absolute climate of fear around genetic engineering. Dolly the sheep was born in 2003, and there was a lot of worry about genetic engineering, and I just wanted to see what this book looks like in a world today where genetic engineering is perhaps not the fear of the day. You know, there are a lot of other contenders for global destruction and death and everything like that. And the other thing that I'm really interested in this book is that although it uses genetic engineering as the catalyst to its apocalypse, Oryx and Crake also has some very chilling things to say about capitalism. And I thought that it was an interesting soil to dig around in and have a chat about. So yes, I thought I'd publish this very short sort of announcement, so that if you are interested in reading it, you have a week and a half to read it. If you don't want to read it, that is fine. The episodes work fine without reading them, but they do contain a lot of spoilers. We are not protecting any of the plot points. So if it's a book that you've always wanted to read, maybe read it in the next week and a half and then come back and listen to these episodes. So thank you, and we look forward to you hearing them. Thanks heaps.